Good morning. Welcome to church. And a special welcome to those who are visiting us today or listening online. My name is Simon. Helping in today's service are our musicians Rosemary and Junglan and Trevor. Reading to us from the Bible will be Manette, and Diane will be leading us in prayer. Trevor will bring our Bible reading. We here at Abbotsford Anglican Church, a group of local people of all ages and backgrounds, who have come to find meaning and purpose for life by living life God's way, according to his word, the Bible. We invite you to know God with us. Trevor, could you give us an intro, please?
Yeah, we'll do. We hear a lot about Mary and shepherds and the angels and wise men and Bethlehem. We hear about them in the Christmas story, but we very rarely hear anything much about Joseph in the story. So today's little Bible talk is about who's that man standing over there, right? So, as it's sort of say, who's that Joseph? What's his part in the Christmas story? And so we're going to see the Christmas story through the eyes, heart, mind, and thoughts of Joseph. Yeah, that's today.
Thank you. December mission focus. Anglicare exists to serve people in need in our community. Toys and Tucker provides a way for community groups to share the joy of Christmas and demonstrate God's love by providing food and gifts for those who would otherwise go without. We come together as a church of God to fix our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith, to encourage one another and to hold fast the hope he has given us, and to spur one another to love and good deeds. Our sentence of scripture for today comes from Proverbs 19:21. Many are the plans of a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Please stand and join with us in our first song, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. We're still standing. Please take a moment to greet people near you. Let us affirm with Christians across the ages what we believe about God and his love with us. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. Gracious God, your word is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. Today we hear your voice. Today, when we hear your voice, deliver us from hardness of heart. Help us to put away everything that keeps us from persevering in your way. For the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Bible reading this morning is Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. Please open your pew Bibles to page 966 or follow along on the screen.
Good morning, everyone, and Happy New Year as well. Thank you. Reading from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thanks, Minette. Thanks, Simon. Good morning, everyone. Happy Christmas again and Happy New Year to everybody. It's come to the end of one year and the beginning of a new year. Let me pray. Loving Father, we thank you for your word, the Bible. We thank you again each time we read it and open it up and think about it, that you don't leave us with ideas about who you are. You've told us who you are. And this time of the year, and always through the year, we remember that you actually became one of us and showed us who you are in Jesus, your Son. And so, Father God, help us today as we read your word, as Simon prayed, Lord, not to harden our hearts, but to just again to see how you were working in the life of Joseph, the parent of your Son Jesus, the fatherly parent. And so help me to teach your word correctly, and may we experience your Spirit encouraging us and guiding us into truth, and helping us to think more deeply on the things of you. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, many are the plans of a person's heart, is our sentence of scripture for today. But, can you remember how it finishes? The Lord's purposes prevails. All right? Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it's the Lord's purposes that prevail. Every year, we celebrate Christmas, and you've been celebrating Christmas all this week. I'm sure you have. I think I've gathered about three kilos on just in this last 3 weeks of things. Every year we celebrate Christmas, and we hear about the angels, the shepherds, the wise men, Mary and baby Jesus and the manger, but we don't hear much about Joseph. We don't hear that much about him. He's sort of out there on the side, out on the side of the picture. I can't even think of a Christmas carol that mentions Joseph. Can you think of a Christmas carol that mentions Joseph at all? Mary gets the big mention, but Joseph doesn't get mentioned much at all, does he? Right? Oh, yes, what? Oh, the preschool one. Of course, Mary and Joseph went to Bethlehem. Our kids won. Awesome, that's right. Well, okay. I've thought of one now, okay? If a Christmas family photo, like we do every year, we do a Christmas family photo, we all stand out in the backyard and dogs there as well, and if the chickens could, they would be there as well. If a Christmas family photo was taken with all the characters involved in the story, someone might who's new to the Christmas story might well ask, pointing at Joseph over there, sort of saying, well, who's that standing over there? Who's that person? What's his part in the story? Well, that's the question I hope to give you an answer today. So come with me on a little journey. Who's Joseph? What's his part in the Christmas story? Seeing the Christmas story through the eyes, mind, and heart of Joseph. All right? Our Sunday school was putting on a Christmas pageant, which included the story of Mary and Joseph coming to the inn. One boy wanted so very much to be Joseph because the girl he kind of liked but liked to tease was playing the part of Mary. But when the part of Joseph was handed out, a boy he didn't like got the part and he was assigned to be the innkeeper instead. He was pretty upset about this, but he didn't say anything to the teacher. During all the rehearsals, though, he thought what he might do the night of the performance to get even with this rival who got to be Joseph. Finally, the night of the performance arrived. Mary and Joseph came walking across the stage. They knocked on the door of the inn, and the innkeeper opened the door and asked then in a grumpy voice what they wanted. Joseph answered, "We'd like to have a room for the night, please." Unexpectedly and without concern, the innkeeper threw the door open wide and said, "No problems. Come on in. Plenty of room. I'll even give you the best room in the house." Well, for a few seconds there, poor Joseph didn't know what to say, and a gasp came from the audience. But thinking quickly on her feet, Mary looked inside the door past the innkeeper, then said, "No husband of mine is going to let this pregnant wife stay in a dump like this. Come on, Joseph, we'll all have this baby in the stable." And the show went on. The first we hear of Joseph is in this Christmas story, right? And the knocking on the door is in Matthew's Gospel. Halfway through the chapter 1, just before our reading this morning that Manette read to us. It occurs at the end of a long family tree going way back to King David and to Abraham. Most of the information that can be gleaned about Joseph comes from Matthew's Gospel and Luke's Gospel. There's no mention of Joseph and the Christmas story in Mark's Gospel or John's. The only time he is mentioned in these two Gospels is later on when Jesus is a man. And then only in three verses where he's spoken of, Joseph is spoken of, as someone known to the people in his local town of Nazareth. But in Matthew's Gospel and Luke's Gospel, we hear of Joseph in the Christmas story, and on one further occasion when Jesus is a junior teen around 12. And of course we do. Of course we do. Of course we hear of him in the Christmas story because he's the husband-to-be of Mary to whom Jesus is born. But unlike Mary, Joseph doesn't say a single word in the story. No words of his are recorded. In fact, no words of Joseph are recorded in the Gospels. And yet, he's there in the unfolding of events as one who's recorded as listening, questioning, doubting, considering, and yet always obeying. And so we can only imagine from the Christmas story through the eyes, mind, and heart of Joseph and wonder at what reason why God would include him in the picture.
the conversations he had with Mary and the angel Gabriel at the start, his disappointment, his anger, his confusion, his embarrassment and fear at first. Just imagine being a fly on the wall when Mary had to explain her pregnancy to Joseph, all right? Just imagine being there. We can imagine him trying to work out a way forward that didn't shame him or Mary. And then the surprise, the relief, the having to rethink and put aside whatever plans and hopes he may have had for himself and for Mary and for whatever family he was to have, to put that aside now when he hears from the angel Gabriel and knows that this is all true. She is pregnant by God, by his Spirit. Imagine what those 9 months were like at the kitchen table through the pregnancy. Right? Waiting. Imagine the stigma. And when the time came for the birth, we can imagine, we can see him leading Mary on the donkey to Bethlehem, thinking of all the times to hold a census God allows to do it now, just when Mary was at full term, and to have to travel 150 kilometres by donkey and foot to Bethlehem. What's God thinking? He's thinking, couldn't we just have had the child in Nazareth? We can hear him talking to the innkeeper, asking for a room. We can see him sort of settling his wife down for the night somewhere in the stable that was fit for birth, arranging the manger. Will this do? Observing the birth, listening in to the excitement of what the shepherds had to say as they stumble in, what they saw, what they heard, marveling at the prophetic words of Simeon and Anna in the temple when they present Jesus to them, hearing what this child would be and what this child would do. The receiving of the gifts from the Magi, kings, with bewilderment and amazement. And then gathering up Mary and the baby and escaping to Egypt, experiencing what it was like to be a refugee for protection from the jealousy and savagery of King Herod and his henchmen, leading them then home when the time was safe to do so, and raising Jesus as a carpenter's son and a good Jewish boy every year, taking the boy Jesus to Jerusalem for the Passover. And always wondering. Fathering as a parent, the son of another, his wife's and God's, wasn't easy for Joseph. The last we hear of Joseph is 12 years later after the Christmas story. It was on an annual visit to Jerusalem for the Passover. Luke records at the end of the festival, on leaving, the boy Jesus, now a junior teen, around about 12-ish, 13-ish, he remains in Jerusalem at the temple, talking with the teachers, asking questions and listening to their answers. Not realizing he wasn't in their company, they believed him to be lost. And so Mary and Joseph returned to Jerusalem, and they found him at the temple. It's hard not to be able to imagine, humanly speaking, what Joseph may have thought parenting Jesus for those 12 years and then hearing Jesus say on their anxious arrival, "Why are you looking for me? Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" That's the last we hear of Joseph. The last we hear of him in the Bible. Joseph isn't recorded as being around in the adult ministry of Jesus post-Christ after the age of 30. Nor is he at the crucifixion, nor is he at the resurrection. We believe Joseph died prior. He never got to see the child he raised. He never got to see him preach, do miracles, die and rise, and do all that Simeon and Anna, the shepherds, the magi, the angels said he would be and do. He never got to see it. It wasn't easy for Joseph. Fathering as a parent, the son of another's, his wife's, and God's. And yet he listened. He trusted God, and he obeyed. And God used him in those early years of our Lord's life to provide, encourage, protect, and love our Saviour and his. For I'm sure that in all his doubts, in all his confusions, his frustrations, his anger, his wonderment, and best efforts as a parent, I gather he always remembered the name he was to give to God's Son. What was the name? Jesus, because he would save his people from their sins. This, I gather, this, I imagine, Joseph thought on often, and with this took on his responsibility for however long it would take as the parent of his wife's son and God's. Of all the men in this world from whom God could select an earthly father for Jesus, he just picked Joseph, the betrothed to Mary. Why God chose Joseph and included him in the Christmas story, the Bible doesn't say, other than he was the betrothed to Mary and a descendant of King David and Abram, through whom God would bring his Christ, his Saviour of the world, in fulfillment of all his promises, through whom God would forgive people their sins. He listened, he trusted and obeyed God, and God used him for his good purposes. Our sentence of scripture for today is, many are the plans in a person's heart, but it's the Lord's purpose that prevail. Thus be it that God chooses. Amen.
Please join me in saying Psalm 147, verses 5 to 7. Together, great is our Lord and might in power. His understanding has no limit. The Lord sustains the humble, but casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with grateful praise. Glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, so now and forever. Amen. Heavenly Father, we praise you for adopting us as your children and making us heirs of eternal life. In your mercy, you have washed us from our sins and made us clean in your sight. Yet we still fail to love you and serve you as we should. Forgive us our sins and renew us by your grace, that we may continue to grow as members of Christ, in whom alone is our salvation. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ was sacrificed once and for all to bear the sins of many. God therefore forgives those who look to his Son for mercy. Amen. Please stand and sing with us our next song, Your Grace is Strong Enough.
Grace came down to seek and save. The lost were found and the dead were raised. Grace rang out, the nations came in honor of the King. And when they gather, I will be there, and this will be my song. Sinner, call your name. We are lost without your grace. enough, finding every one of us, every nation stand and say, all our hope is in your grace. Grace so strong it burst the walls, the heart of God reaching out to all. Grace so loud it must be told, the hope of all the earth. A new day coming, dawn will arise, the world will see your light. Your grace is strong enough, your arms are wide enough, let the sinner call your name. We are lost without your grace, your love is deep enough, finding every one of us, every nation stand and say, all our hope is in your grace. The King is coming, Jesus our Lord, and every knee will bow. And when I see him, this I will say, your love is better than life. The King is coming, Jesus our Lord, and every knee will bow. And when I see him, this I will say, your love is better than life. Your grace is strong enough, your arms are wide enough, let the sinner call your name. We are lost without your grace, your love is deep enough, finding every one of us, every nation stand and say, all our hope is in your grace.
Please be seated. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The set prayer for today. Father, help us to live as the holy family, united in respect and love. Bring us to the joy and peace of your eternal home. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, we humbly come before you today with prayers for this world in which we live. We start with a prayer for the people of Gaza, Israel, and Palestine, as they face the continued bombings and attacks of war. We pray for the hearts and minds of those innocents who did not declare this war, but face the daily danger, fear, death and destruction around them that it brings. We pray for their safety, refuge, nourishment and escape from this torment. Bring a peaceful solution to this part of the world, we pray, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. We also offer our prayers for the people in Ukraine who are still facing attacks from Russia in their land and for those Russians affected by retaliatory attacks. We ask that you can bring peace to the hearts of the residents facing daily struggles because of this war. Give the leaders in these warring countries a desire for peace and banish from them the spirit that makes for war, that all races and peoples may learn to live as members of one family and in obedience to your laws, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Protect those people who have fled war-torn countries and have sought refuge elsewhere. We pray that they've been able to find a safe place where they can build a new life until such time as they may return home. May they hear about the hope that comes from you, which will help restore them and bring them your peace. We pray for protection and safety in areas facing unprecedented weather and environmental events, creating danger and damage to homes, towns and cities around the world, as well as here in Australia. Look in mercy on your people. Restore your creation and heal your land. So guide, bless and bless your people that we may enjoy the fruits of the earth and give you thanks with grateful hearts through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We pray for those who this year have lost family members in road crashes or face the long recovery from injury. Guide holidaymakers to and from their destinations and protect them from recklessness. Bring every family member home safely, we pray, refreshed and renewed in body, mind and spirit. Amen. Eternal God, the only source of peace, we pray for all who serve in the defence and police forces, the fire brigades and ambulance services, and all hospital workers. Give them courage and protection when they face loneliness, misunderstanding and danger. Help us to remain grateful for what they do and to support them with respect and honour. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We pray that those who teach in our schools, colleges, universities and other places of learning are able to find rest and time for recuperation from the past year of hard work. Restore them, we pray, so that they can return next year refreshed and re-energised. We praise you, great God, as the source of all truth, and we come before you knowing that to fear you is the beginning of wisdom. Strengthen us to love you with all our mind as well as with our heart and strength. Give teachers creativity, clarity and care in their roles, and students a love of learning and an openness to new ideas. Bless us all with cooperation, fairness, and above all, a recognition that the world we study is created, sustained, and redeemed by you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, look with compassion on the world you have redeemed by the death of your Son, Jesus Christ. Move the hearts of many to offer themselves for gospel ministry. Fill them with your truth and clothe them with holiness, that by their lives and labours your light may shine through them, and the coming of your kingdom be advanced through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, giver of life and health, hear our prayers for anyone who is unwell or recovering from recent illness. May they be restored to health of body and mind according to your will. Be our strength and comfort in every difficulty and struggle. Enable us all to experience your generous love and be renewed in our relationship with you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Just a few announcements. Parish Prayer Day. Tomorrow would normally be Parish Prayer Day, being the first month, Monday of the month. It's a day to set aside a bit of time to pray for each other and the ministry for our church. May I encourage each of us to do that. However, as tomorrow is a public holiday, Trevor will be in the foyer on Tuesday evening from 7 to 8. And also a reminder that our mission focus for this month is Anglicare, Toys and Tucker. We hold Bible studies during the week and at various times. At the back, if you would like, there is a copy of A Fresh Start with God, which is a free handout for anyone who would like it. Essential Jesus. As always, thank you for regularly supporting financially Abbotsford Anglican Church, online or via the offertory box at the back of the church. If you'd like prayer after the service, Tony would be happy to pray for you. Please come to the front of the church. After church, as usual, please stay if you can for morning tea and continue our fellowship. Please stand and join with us singing our last song for today, My Heart Delights.
This has been our Advent theme song for the last month. And again, it reminds us, as Advent does, as sure as Christ came the first time, he will come again. And it's our heart's delight to serve him. Delights that God would leave his throne and come to earth to claim us as his own. Oh, love divine, clothed in this flesh of mine, God in our form, a child was born. Jesus, Lord, through all the ages, God from God and light from light. Came from heaven, brought salvation, be alone our heart's delight. My heart's delights that God would give himself. He sought no power, no honor and no wealth. What love, what grace to suffer in my place upon the tree of Calvary. Jesus, Lord, through all the ages, God from God and light from light, came from heaven, brought salvation, be alone our heart's delight. My heart delights that I can live for him and serve the one who freed me from my sin. Lord, light your fire, become my one desire. Lord, hold my mind, my heart delights. Jesus, Lord, through all the ages, God from God and light from light, came from heaven, brought salvation, be alone our heart's delight. Jesus, Lord, through all the ages, God from God and light from light, came from heaven, brought salvation, be alone our heart's delight.
A reminder of our scripture, a sentence of scripture for today. Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Going out to serve. Gracious God, you made an eternal covenant with us through the blood of your Son and brought him back from the dead as the great shepherd of your sheep. Equip us with everlasting good for doing your will. Work in us what is pleasing to you. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Have a lovely day and Happy New Year.